Axis Mundi.
Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture, and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
You're listening to an Irreverent podcast. Visit irreverent.fm for more content from our amazing lineup of creators. Hello, y'all. Welcome to Straight White American Jesus. I'm Brad Onishi, faculty in religion at Skidmore College. Our show is hosted in partnership with the CAP Center at UCSB. Today, I wanted to respond to Timothy Keller, who's a pastor and a commentator, somebody that many of you have seen on Twitter recently, seemingly just one of the many evangelical men who's felt the need to kind of defend what I would call purity culture, but what they would call a covenant of lifelong marriage and a strict biblical sexual ethos in the wake of what happened in Atlanta. In the wake of Atlanta, there was a lot of eyeballs and a lot of interest on purity culture because the perpetrator of that massacre was somebody who not only was raised in an evangelical space and seemingly was preoccupied with lust, but whose actions seem to stem directly from kind of cultivation and formation in purity culture. So there's been a lot of blowback. There's been a lot of interest in this. New York Times and Washington Post and other places have been publishing articles and op-eds, etc. Well, Timothy Keller is a pastor in New York City. He's very prominent, has 500,000 Twitter followers and so on, but has sort of been on this train of defending what he calls a biblical approach to marriage. So he tweeted last week that sex outside of a lifelong marriage covenant is dehumanizing. There was a lot of blowback. There was a ratio situation on Twitter. And so he has another thread that came out at the end of last week. And I wanted to respond to that today because I think there's a lot here that just needs to be fleshed out. So he says here on April 2nd, many of the hostile responses assume a highly Western white individualistic therapeutic understanding of the self, in which sexual expression is a key part of authenticity. It is the reason one finds sexual boundaries oppressive. This therapeutic view of identity has been imposed on you by your culture. It turns sex into a commodity. It is not good for you or for society. To question it, read Reif, Lash, and Taylor's Sources of the Self. Christians believe we are purposed to live in certain ways by God, and to violate God's design is to violate our own natures. Secular culture says we determine our own purposes, but that fails. See McIntyre's After Virtue. We believe sex was not created just for pleasure, but for mutual self-giving toward a deep, permanent union that creates a character and new human life. In sex outside of marriage, we maintain our independence and fail to give our whole selves to the other person. All right, I'll read more of the thread in a minute, but I want to just sort of go back to the beginning and start at the first one. So the first tweet in the thread says, many of the hostile responses assume a highly Western, white, individualistic, therapeutic understanding of the self. And he then goes on to relate sexual expression to authenticity. In the second tweet in the thread, we learn that he is referencing Philip Reif and Lash and Charles Taylor's Sources of the Self. All right, so let me talk about that. Let's talk about Philip Reif, shall we? Reif wrote a book called The Triumph of the Therapeutic, and I've taught this book in the past, and it came out in the 60s, and there's no sort of coincidence that Keller is referencing a book that came out in the 60s because Reif's book was really sort of a book that was arguing that the sexual revolution and all the other sort of changes to society in the 60s were undoing the fabric and the foundations of Western civilization, and that the triumph of a therapeutic approach to the self was really going to be our undoing. For Reif, the therapeutic self is a self that has no loyalty to anyone or any structure or belief system except for itself, right? It is a pure, unbridled self. It is essentially Freud's id. The book that preceded Reif's Triumph of the Therapeutic was a book that Reif wrote on Freud, right? So the authentic self is in many ways this sort of id that is unleashed. It is able to kind of explore every avenue of self-fulfillment. And while it may be limited by society's rules and laws and things like that, it has no loyalty to any belief system or structure. It is not going to discipline itself. It is not going to keep itself in check. So this, right, with Reif, and then I think we see with Keller, is a reference to the idea that when society falls away from monotheistic belief in God, Judeo-Christian values, whatever the terms these guys use, it falls into the chaos of atheism, right? That secular society is nothing but chaos and destruction and conflict, right? If you're an ex-evangelical, you know that there's been someone in your life when you left the church that said to you, oh, this is why you're going through so much conflict and pain. It's because you've left the church. You've left God, right? There's this idea that outside of the boundaries of, belief in the one true God and the community that follows him, that life is nothing but chaos, right? It's this logic, okay? And hang with me here. It's a logic of either the one and the many. And the one provides a foundation. It's a foundation that orients all of life, okay?
Thanks for listening to this free preview of our Swag episode. In order to get access to the full episode and so much more, become a Straight White American Jesus premium subscriber by clicking the link in the show notes. It'll take you like 2 clicks, I promise. In addition to getting access to this episode, you'll have access to the entire Swag archive, over 550 episodes. You'll also get an extra episode every month, ad-free listening, Discord access, and so much more. All that for less than $6 a month, and it helps us keep our flag up and continue to safeguard democracy from religious nationalism, extremism, and rising authoritarianism. Check it out. It's not hard, I promise.